Now, in computers, you probably have heard about cookies. These are usually found in directory, C, documents and settings, a username, and then cookies. Now, this is for Explorer. Now, what is a cookie? Well, a cookie is a record that contains 7 fields of information that uniquely identifies a customer's session on your computer. Computers usually, especially the HTTP session, they are stateless, which means that they don't remember the user that are coming to a server. So if you went to a server at 10 o'clock, if you go there again at 10:30, they don't remember that you are there. So the servers, what they do, they put a cookie, they attach a cookie to your browser, so that when you come next time, they will recognize that, okay, this is Anna or Anton, and she or he was here at 10 o'clock. Now, the fields on cookies, for instance, in this case, you have the first field is a preference, and then it is an ID. And then the third is google.com. This means that is distributed by the server of Google. Then there are some numbers. These are given by the Google. This particular cookie is built and distributed by google.com. The first line is the name of the cookie. Now, these names are usually different depending on the servers that are using that. The second line contains the cookie's value, which is, in this case, is actually a set of name value, pair separated by colons. And this is a Google.com specific, so every server or every company has a special way of specifying. And the rest of the lines are attributes set by Google.com, and these are different for different servers.